T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We've got fan-submitted questions for Zach. I had to sift through some of these. Don't want to beat a dead horse from Sunday's game too much. So we've got some creative ones, Chris.
Who beat the first dead horse? Like, who was the first?
And did that person go straight to jail for animal cruelty?
Well, it wouldn't be animal cruelty at that point. If the horse is already dead, it's like abuse of a corpse, I would guess. Right?
What do you mean?
You're beating.
Could you be charged with that?
You're beating an already dead. Well, the abuse of a corpse, real crime for people. I'm just saying it wouldn't be animal cruelty if the horse is already dead.
Oh, so if you just drove by someone mutilating a dead horse, well, let them do what they want. It's already dead.
No, I'm saying it might be a different crime here than animal cruelty, abuse of an animal corpse. Hmm. I think this is what the people wanted to hear. But do you think that that expression has been around for more than 100 years?
Donnie Football, you want to look that up for us?
Beating a dead horse, Donnie.
Thank you. First question comes in. This is an interesting one, Zach. Mobile quarterbacks like Lamar Jackson, do they make it easier or harder on an offensive lineman?
Ooh, a little bit of both. More than likely easier, though, because he'll be able to escape some sacks. That's the plus side about it. The con side is obviously when he breaks the pocket or he does his thing and scrambles. You never can anticipate that, but you would hope that, and he is a guy like that who only does that when it's the right decision. You know, he's proven sometimes to take on some sacks, but I think he understands, you know, how horrible that is. So I'm sure he makes the right decisions a lot, you know, further on in his career.
Zach, you also said this is a listener question in response to you saying you love that environment when you'd go play in Baltimore, like just how intense it is. Where do they rank Ravens fans on the list of most hostile opposing fan bases?
Mm.
They're hostile, but that place is such a cool place to play that I really don't even care. Like, I enjoy the hostility. Like, that stadium is so dope. It's by far my favorite away stadium.
What makes it so great?
They serve crab cakes at a halftime. I know that from my own experience. And I once saw Greg Gumbel stand further away from a toilet or a urinal than I've ever seen one man pee in my entire life.
What are we talking about here? Like, how far?
Yeah.
Like, I would say more.
Was he like 5 feet away from the urinal?
Yes, it was unbelievable.
Was he doing it just for sport?
I did not. I just saw how far away he was, and I didn't. I
was he hitting
ahead.
The bowl? Was he throwing accurate?
I didn't look. It was surreal. But anyways, I don't think that's why Zach likes the Ravens Stadium.
Well, yeah, you just cut in with crab cakes and Greg Gumbel peeing. So, Zach, back to why you like the stadium so much.
Just, man, like the – I don't know. It's just it's a dope stadium. Like, like how it's built, their fan base, the colors. Black and purple is a hard color. Like, I know that's – you know, there's somebody in their car right now. Steeler fans are pissed. They're, like, rolling their eyes, but – just a color combo I have respect for. And I've always had respect. Like, you got to remember that those, you know, Ray Lewis versus Hines Ward days were the prime of my football watching life, like in middle school and high school. Like, enjoyed watching those thoroughly.
Who was your?
You always knew that. Go ahead.
Who was your favorite football player growing up?
Walter Jones and Jonathan Ogden. Before, you know, like, it's watching those two play. By far.
Who was a defensive player you always wanted to block if you were going to ever get a chance? Like, if I could get on the field against
Reggie
that
White.
Guy. Oh, wow.
Reggie White, RIP.
Oh.
Yes, sleep apnea.
I have a personal signed jersey in my room from him a family friend got it for me and a personal signed, like a signed, the picture's not signed personally, but it's signed. It's Reggie White by far, RIP.
His like best pass rushing move was that ear hole slap he would do. How bad does that actually hurt?
The hump move.
You can't do that.
The hump move, the club. His number one move was the club. Like, just club your head, club your shoulder, period. I mean, just how flawlessly he would make it. Like,
it sounds like it would hurt him. He's hitting you in the helmet with his
bare hand.
You know
what, Chris? You actually bring up a good point here with that question. I would think across the whole iron sharpens iron idea, motif, that T.J. Watt would have made you a better offensive lineman. Is that fair? That going up against...
By far, it makes me... Like, it's... I'm just, man, like, healthy going out there. Like, the best person you're going to get is 3 days a week there with T.J. By far. There's no...
The practice is harder
comparison.
Than the game.
1,000%. And that's the dope part about it.
Here's one for you. You'll see Al Villanueva on Sunday. Friend, enemy, or frenemy?
Friend. Won't even pay attention to him until, like, we're looking up at the you know, after the O-line coach walks away. Because we're usually talking, but we look up, we'll watch him. Friend before and after the game.
I guess enemy, I mean, it has to be enemy during the game. It can't be frenemy during the game either. You can't be like, oh, that was a nice block by Al. It's straight
up enemy.
See,
I've always wondered in situations like that, like when the Watts would actually play against each other, would TJ hope that Derek, like, actually blew some guys up? Because that's his brother. They, like, noogied each other and, like, played pick-up football games against each other.
Were there times where Derek would have to block either of his brothers, like, pick up a blitz?
I would think so.
It'd have to be. Are you going even harder to try to, like, KO your brother?
I don't think you can, dude.
You've got to just be businesslike.
That's like League of Their Own with Dottie and what's-her-face at home plate, right, Donnie? They were sisters? Okay, he's too young for that.
What, Gina Davis and...
Have you ever seen League of Their Own, Zach?
No.
Not missing much.
Oh, yeah. Is that the female baseball?
Yes,
yes.
Yeah.
I just completely guessed. With Tom Hanks?
Yes. She runs over her sister at home plate, and they win the game because of it. But
the first time I ever told Alex I love you was while we were watching that movie.
Wow, you're a real romantic.
Oh, yeah.
Where'd I fell asleep when I was watching it with my dad growing up, so I barely remember.
I did not say I love you for the first time when Jimmy Dugan gives some advice to a young kid either in that movie.
Do you like, generally speaking, do you like sports and football movies, Zach?
They were dope growing up, but when you watch them now, they're either, you watch the program for it to be funny. You know what I mean? Not a serious football movie. You watch, you know, Remember the Titans because you want to watch something that's like, you know, a little bit of inspiration, but it's just not as good as it was when I was younger.
What about Any Given Sunday?
Al Pacino?
Any Given Sunday is a good one, but it's just also another one, like, what's crazy is that speech I used to have on my iPod, and me and my best friend would listen to it before every single game in high school. Every single game, on blast in my truck or either on blast on the away bus. But watching it now, it's more for entertainment and laughs.
Is that a corny speech, or is that, like, in terms of...
No,
what,
it got him fired up if he's listening before a game.
But you know what? That's when he was in high school. You get to college. You get to the pros. You figure the pregame speeches get even better. Compared to those college and pro pregame speeches, did Pacino pull off a good one?
Bro, you know what? Like, there's actually not too many moments like that in the NFL.
Do you anticipate one before this game?
Probably, like, but not as long as you would anticipate. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not like that. And I think the NFL Films and ESPN, those guys, they do a great job in catching the right moments of guys going ballistic in the, you know, tunnel and the Ray Lewis's of the world getting those magic moments. But there will be some times where guys are just doing that. They're spazzing, and the camera's zoomed in on them, but there's really only, like, three guys around them.
When was the last time you gave, like, an Al Pacino-esque football speech where Zach got up and said something to rile?
At college.
Yeah.
College, but, like, even college is different than the pros. there's not too much rah-rahness. It's more like when things are going well, then you're like super hyped. When they're going bad, hey, pick your S up. You know what I mean? I held that cuss word back. Did you see that S?
Yeah, that was really
good. We were good. Actually I was ready for the dump button just in case, but you were on the ball.
Yeah, we had to bleep.
Are you the button?
We both have the button. We both have the button.
Don't try us here. We already had to bleep Rocky Blyer earlier, so we don't need to make it two today. I know.
What's the delay?
Donnie, what is it? Like 15 seconds somewhere
16,
in there?
16, I think. 16
seconds. Oh, by the way, Donnie has a dead horse answer
for us.
Yeah,
what is the dead horse origin?
Yeah, it comes from English politician John Bright back in the 19th century. The quote What's that?
Keep going. Keep going.
The quote is that it was notorious that Mr. Bright was dissatisfied with his winter reform campaign, and rumor said that he had given up his effort with the exclamation that it was like flogging a dead horse. So I guess it was flogging before beating.
So this thing's at least 100.
Flogging means the same thing?
Yeah.
What does flog mean?
Yeah, I think it's
same. Public beating?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was 1859.
So the guy was so mad. So this is almost 150. Yeah, it is 150 years old. Yep. This guy was so mad he'd beat, you know, just flog a horse. Whew. All right.
You brought up college football. Kenny Pickett, the Pitt quarterback, is a finalist for the Heisman Trophy. Do you think that defensive players and offensive linemen should be up for the Heisman Trophy, Zach?
Who was the last one? Was the for offense? It was Orlando, right? Pace?
Yeah, didn't Orlando Pace get?
I don't think he won. I think
he was a finalist, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was a finalist. He was like he took third, and then I think the last D lineman was the dude from LSU, right? What's his name? I think he played for the Chiefs. But anyway,
Glenn Dorsey.
Glenn Dorsey. Huh?
Glenn Dorsey sound Dorsey. Ring a bell?
Yeah, Dorsey. I think he was the last like defensive lineman candidate, right?
Football guy Donnie says that Honey Badger was a finalist too.
Yeah, he was.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, he like was defensive super guy. I'm talking about D line.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about D line.
Trenches guys.
Like, I think it's one of those position groups that you just understand it's not an award meant for you. You know what I mean? You got the, the center one, the Remington?
Yeah.
And then you have
the kid from Iowa's going to win that.
Outland Trophy.
Yeah, then you have the other, the Outland Trophy, which the Outland Trophy is already a toss-up in the air, like whether it's a defensive lineman or O-lineman.
You know what's just, weird to me just, about all these trophies? Did you know that, Pony, you knew this, I'm sure. The Biletnikoff I always assumed was only wide receivers, any pass catcher. So, like, a tight end can win the Biletnikoff.
I didn't know that.
But they have the Mackey Award, too, for the tight ends.
Yep.
No idea that was real. I did not know that.
Apparently, it's the truth. Best pass catcher, regardless of whether they play wideout or not.
Are there Steelers players, active Steelers players, who have fantasy football teams?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. No.
You don't?
No.
Because Austin Eckler, after that game against you guys, said that he started himself on his fantasy football teams, and I couldn't make out if it was a joke or if he was serious that he actually was just nerdy enough to have his own fantasy football teams.
I think that's just how he rolls.
I think it's the latter. Yeah.
Because like he did a little bit with Phil Simms where he was, I guess Phil Simms called him up and said they were doing an interview. Yeah. Hey, how much time do you have, Austin? He just said, a ton of it. I love to talk. So that strikes me as the kind of guy who plays fantasy football. But then you can't lobby the coach to change the game plan to make sure, hey, coach, I'm
in
a PPR league
with myself.
Dude, how
do you walk into the Steelers locker room like after that game and say, wow, we really lost, but I'll tell you what, I did start T. Higgins today, so it's not the end of the – I mean, I just don't
– I don't think you could ever start a guy from the other team. You can never.
That's the other side of it, too?
You could never. Imagine being a corner and being like, well, I got to go up against T. Higgins. I think I'll start him. Yeah, not happening.
Zach needs to start a fantasy Premier League.
They have that. It's called, I forget what they call it, but.
Well, that must be riveting with all the goals that
get
scored.
Do you think you know enough about Premier League soccer where you could actually do a decent enough job at something like that?
It's just like keeping the track of the who I'm subbing or starting or, you know, pulling off the bench. I just don't really think I would have enough time to do that.
Hmm. Well, maybe something to chew on.
In a competitive format.
Yeah. And you strike me as a very competitive person. Is that fair?
Yes, yes. No, I'm not doing it because I think a little of it. I'm doing it because I would be pissed if I lost. and I lost because I didn't have enough time towards it.
Are you crazy competitive with FIFA games? Like, are you seeing if someone beats you in FIFA?
If someone beats me, we have to run the rematch within 48 hours.
Wow.
See, everybody at Amanda's, at the in-laws on Thanksgiving wanted to play Monopoly, and I was like, can't do it. I was a nationally ranked Monopoly player, and I just think it's going to get too competitive and cutthroat.
Can I?
Please, go ahead.
By all means,
Chris.
I don't know if I've ever asked you this.
Yep.
Monopoly is a game where you are rolling dice inherently random,
sure.
Right?
Just like blackjack has luck attached to it. So does poker.
But a fundamentally random part of the game.
Yep.
How does one become nationally ranked?
Yahoo Sports, you could play online Monopoly, and you could, like, you win enough games, enough people quit head-to-head against you, whatever, you'd rise.
And you played enough online Monopoly.
Yeah.
To be nationally ranked.
Yep.
You could have been talking to girls that whole time, too, you know.
There were, I'm sure, great female Monopoly players out there.
Hey, baby, you want to go check out Park Place?
All right. Follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey, Kia, Wexner, North Huntington, Uniontown.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.